good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Third and Foot Long Show on Monday night. This is Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT.
Good evening, Darren.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Because you convened with sheep yesterday.
Oh, hang on a minute. Let's just like kind of like, hey, let's keep the smutty stuff like at least 1 minute into the show.
I said what I said.
You did say what you said. You kind of hung me out to dry there.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with the sheep yesterday?
I was in a field full of sheep asking quiz questions.
About the Rams?
Not American football related. Even the sports round had no American football in.
Sure.
You should blame the person who wrote the questions.
I know of the person who wrote the questions.
You should go home and personally talk to the person who wrote the questions.
I actually can't because that person does not...
Oh, not residing.
Not residing.
Damn.
That person is not related to me, so...
Ah!
Yeah, sorry.
I thought it was.
No.
It was not.
It was not. It was someone else.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Okay. Now that explains. I thought for a moment that you and your...
No, had gone
opposite ways. No. I was like, is this some news? This is breaking news on the show, nice and early.
It's just the person who actually wrote the questions does not live in the house.
Damn.
We need
to go track them down. Yeah. Do you know them?
I know who did it. Yeah.
Okay. Right. We're going to track them down.
I know
no NFL.
Excluded.
There was a brewing ground.
Mm-hmm.
No food.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing.
Brewing.
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 Round. Brewing ground.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, 150 sheep in a field and around 50 quiz contestants.
So, what, you were outnumbered?
We were outnumbered, which is pretty much the New Zealand population, right?
Mm-hmm.
It may even be bigger than that. At one point, wasn't there 29 million sheep or something in New Zealand?
It used to be 5-1 ratio. Five sheep for one person.
We were three to one yesterday.
Yeah.
So it was a very good afternoon. It was very hot indeed.
Yes.
And I was appreciative of the opportunity to be part of that show.
Be sheep.
I started with the worst joke ever.
Oh, what did you say?
I was like, look, thank you everybody for coming. I have never done a quiz where there's been a field full of sheep. But I have done a quiz where there's been plenty of cheetahs.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I declared that my best animal-related joke of the afternoon.
I'm sure you had about 50 more as well.
It kind of drew a grumbled silence.
Grumbled silence?
A grumbled silence.
What did the sheep say? Did the sheep come, like, towards you and, like...
They're sheep, but they kind of keep themselves to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sociable.
Did they meh at you?
No, they just ate grass.
There was no meh at
you. I should have gone over and done an interview with one of them and gone, what's your favourite type of grass? We could do a sheep bowl.
Meh, 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 meh.
Oh my. Is this because you can't find another sound effect on your computer this week, you're bringing the sound effects yourself?
I do a great sheep sound. Meh. I also do a pretty good cat sound, actually.
Should we spend the whole half an hour kind of like investigating?
Do you want
DT investigates animal sounds.
I think you could probably do a good dolphin.
Are you related to Old MacDonald?
No. There were a lot of people in my year with MacDonald as the last name, though.
So what did you do the week? What did you do the weekend?
I actually just got some chores done because I want to have like a relaxing Easter weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I just got some stuff
done. Ahead.
Yeah.
Wow. Way ahead.
Mm-hmm. It was only... like 10 days or something, but yeah.
Oh, no, I'm so looking forward to it. Three short weeks in
mm-hmm.
April.
I also took the draft off, so I have another short week.
Oh, that will be WFH.
I know.
Yes.
For you. For me, I'm
for
off.
You? For you?
For you.
Use.
Use.
Right, should we get into it?
I think we should.
Well, as always... don't forget to follow. There's some good social content out there at the moment.
Yes. There's none about you as sheep, though. I'm kind of disappointed.
No, that's right. Mm. And we've filmed some very good social content tonight as well.
Yes.
We're just like the YouTube generation. I mean, you are the YouTube, not YouTube, the TikTok generation.
I'm not.
I'm kind of like the old school. MySpace. I'm MySpace generation.
I don't know. Darren, a few weeks ago, you got explained to us that we have to use the same font on TikTok, so I don't think we're very good at it.
No. Not our strong point, but no. You are good at it.
We're getting better, though.
Yes, you are good at it.
We now have a consistent font.
YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, four polls.
YouTube.
Oh, look at you go. You should have done the quiz.
Utopia.
You should have done
Did
the
you
quiz.
You don't make that joke that we're in a utopia because you're surrounded by sheep?
Good Lord. So welcome to the third and footlong Ka-chum-ch show.
Ba-dum-ch.
Talking of socials, talking mm-hmm. of polls,
mm-hmm.
it was back again.
What was Pepsi?
No, Pepsi was gone. No, the Coke wars are done for another decade. But the what is your favourite chip style poll was back.
Oh, cool, I can't vote. So you didn't ask
what
me?
What did I say back? Well, I did, but I know you don't eat chips.
Yes, I just, because
so
I've never
So it's kind of like,
yeah.
Well, what would be the point of asking because neither was not an option?
Just, what was it like chip, like curly fries versus?
Oh, it was all of those
okay.
and much more.
Waffle fries
were in there. You're now trying to catch me out to make sure I miss some, aren't
you? I'm just thinking fries I've looked at and gone, huh. Curly fries are the ones that look the most entertaining because they do that thing where they like bounce.
We didn't have that kind of McDonald's fries versus BK fries. We didn't do that sort of thing. So, do you want to talk? How do you like your hot chips? Now,
sure.
Before we get into the chips, I want to talk about New Zealand's misuse of the English language. We came all this way to give you a perfectly good language.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure New Zealand was happy for the British guy.
I'm not sure.
I know that.
You still love us. You still got a piece of us on your flag. You still love us. You could have changed the flag to
the laser
eye kiwi. You could have done that.
Well, I think everyone wanted that to happen and they took it out.
How funny would the laser eye kiwi have been as a national flag?
Oh, it would have been terrible.
Oh, it would have been so funny. Anyway, I had to call it hot chips.
Mm-hmm.
Not for anybody else in the world, but for New Zealand.
And Australia. I don't know.
But there's a perfectly good word in England called crisps.
No, that's
for the cold version and yeah. chips for the hot version. That's why they're called Walker's crisps and stuff like that. And I then thought about this and thought, New Zealand does this all the time. Because, like, there's a perfectly good word in the English language called underwear, which is what we call that, and then we call them trousers, but you know, call them pants. In the UK, pants are underwear.
No.
And then I think New Zealanders want to be American. I think that's what's going on.
No, it's more. Australia's more American than.
What happened to, like, motorway? You want to have a state highway? Like.
MW is a confusing sign.
So. I wanted to just bring up the misuse of it, the English language before we got into hot chips.
What do people say about hot chips?
What did people say about hot chips? Well, we'll do the poll first, shall we?
Zero.
So, there was, in no order, give us a poll about meat. Mm-hmm. Beer battered, waffle, crinkle, curly, thick or French? Given that you've not seen the poll because you're not on social media, what one?
French.
Right, here we go. So, surprisingly...
French is, like, you mean the straight fry.
As in the, yeah, the French fries, yeah. Give us a poll about meat, please. Got the lowest vote at 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the vegetarians were in on this one. Then, 12% waffle fries.
Yeah. Mm.
Then it's 16%. Oh, no, sorry. Beer battered was 11. Beer battered fries was 11. Waffle fries was 12. Curly fries was 16. Because you don't have a drum roll.
I do, actually.
Ka-choo. Crinkle cut and French fries in second place, both with 17% each, meaning thick cut, 24%. Everyone likes that. Potato.
And that's just a wedge.
No, potato. No, wedge. Could have had wedge, couldn't I?
Could have
had wedge.
I would have just assumed that was a wedge.
But a wedge is a wedge. It's not a fry. Not a chip. It's a wedge.
This whole thing I'm like.
It's a wedge.
Yeah.
So, Joe came back and went, you can tell we'd all love a good old meat pie poll instead. Floyd did want those a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Could bring it back. Emma said, only if covered in salt and gravy. Loaded fries. None of this Coomera stuff from Kira. Wow, what a hater. Sweet potato hater. Like what I did there?
Yeah,
sweet
did.
Potato hater.
I did.
Of which I replied and said, are you even a New Zealander just asking for a friend? But they replied, I have taste. You couldn't compare, fairy. Wow, the hatred. Apparently, Tama eats boiled hot potato cut into rectangles. Boiled potato cut into rectangles. Oof. Corin said that apparently I smear mayonnaise on potato gems before doing unspeakable things to them. Corin!
Potato gems and, like, a spicy mayo would then just be potatoes bravas.
Potentially, yes. But then, should potato gems have been included as croquets? Should croquets have been in there with wedges? Croquets? Croquettes? What are
croquettes.
They? Croquettes? Croquettes is like a game.
Yeah, croquettes is the Dutch one, but that's not a potato.
And it's croquet like is something you play with those little hoops things, isn't it? So, me harping on about the English language can't even pronounce a crispy, rounded, coated potato with a fluffy inside.
Roast potato.
So there you go.
Just
there's the there's the poll it did bring. Sophia said, about time, my favourite vegetable. Damn vegetarians. So there you go. There's the poll. Thick cut won the day.
But that's not a wedge.
But it's not a wedge.
Not a wedge.
Maybe we just go chips or wedges and really, like, really bring the controversy next week.
A thick chip.
But you can't eat any of those, can you?
No.
Like, even wedges?
No. Roast potatoes,
croquettes?
Yes.
Croquettes,
no.
How's that? How?
Not, it's not normally cooked in oil that's been left for days to be cooked and refried over and over again.
You know when I cook anything, I generally use fresh ingredients.
No,
like,
but you know the takeaway fries.
Oh,
I don't
those.
Know if you've ever
oh,
worked
God.
In
oh,
chip shop.
Yes.
This is black.
Yeah. You can. Some of them are so bad you can taste age.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like wine, which I know you don't like, but age does help.
You can taste age. It's like when you walk into an old people's home, you can taste age.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know how to deviate from that, so should I just do our next segment?
Yeah, please. I was expecting some music or something. It was just a
I don't know how to deviate.
Was that you just spitting at me or something like that?
I can do this.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement.
I found more sounds.
I thought that was the announcement that your sister had moved out of your house and no longer lives with you. No.
No.
No family. Oh, I don't want to talk about family drama. Move on.
No.
I have a world full of it. Carry on.
Should I do another sound?
Yes, please.
Ooh.
Oh. Is that the money sound? Is that your kind of life? The TikTok videos, your money sound?
Follow us, please.
On with the show.
God, the show.
God, we've wasted so many people's lives tonight.
We have. We often do. Shall we start? I want to start talking about the team who had signed what felt like the most free agents, but actually surprisingly wasn't. Do you know the team that did sign the most free agents so far this season? It's surprising because they did not spend the most.
No. Oh, God. I was going to say the Titans.
No, it's not. It feels like it. That's the team I want to talk about. I found it funny, though. The team that has signed the most players so far is the Dolphins.
Ah, because they've lost the most amount of players. Yeah. They barely have a legal squad at the moment.
I know. The Titans completely rebuilding their defense in free agency. Robert Saleh going after quite a few of his old flames.
Yeah,
Solomon Thomas, Jonathan Franklin Mays, Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've got that in mind as well. Five of those players have got total contract value of $257 million.
I thought it was also the Alante Taylor pickup from the Saints is good for them as well.
Yes.
All in all, I'm pretty happy, and I do actually think our old tight end, David Njoku, will probably end up on the Titans as well because they do need a pass-catching tight end. They've only got blockers on the roster at the moment.
Yeah, the question I wrote down here for you is, will they have a winning record next year given what they've spent in the division they're in?
Yes. Because I don't know where the cults are going, quite frankly. It just, that seems a bit... They've spent a lot of money on Daniel Jones and Alec Pierce.
They are not the first team to spend a lot of money on Daniel Jones, and look where that ended up.
And then the Jags have done nothing.
Yeah, they've lost player. They lost a major player to the Panthers, I noticed.
The linebacker.
Yes, Devin Lloyd. $45 million, three-year deal. He was a interception machine.
And then you know how I feel about the Texans' defense.
Yeah.
Who got better with Reed Blankenship, but that offense is genuinely... And then they traded away more offensive linemen.
No.
And then they lost Christian Kirk, who was a great wide receiver for them. And then you're kind of wondering, what's happening down here, guys?
I think what's going to happen with the Bengals is that...
The Bengals?
Yeah.
Okay.
They've lost so many players, and they've got no... There's no protection for what's-his-face. I reckon they're going to shoot
the... Or the Bengals?
I'm talking about the Bengals.
Okay.
Sorry,
right.
I don't know why I went that way, but they're just going to shoot a ball out of a cannon to him, which is when he stood 20 metres back.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way he's ever going to stay safe. They have not protected him at all.
Joe Burrow, no. Not at all.
And that defence is getting worse.
It was interesting, the contract they signed for Mafe from Seahawks, they can get out of it after 1 year.
Yeah.
I thought it was a weird way to... They're just
that's
a strange
so Bengals.
Business.
Sorry, I deflected away from your joy of the time, as a Texans rather.
My Texans defense, you know how much I love them.
I do.
Oh my gosh, so much love.
You are almost beginning to sound like a Texans fan. When we
I'm
promised to
Texans
keep our...
I'm a defense fan, man.
We were keeping our allegiances so... See, people are watching you in a Raven shirt if they're watching the show, but don't realise it's actually linked to some social filming we've done.
And also the Texans defence as well,
yeah,
allies.
I'm surprised you don't send them a Valentine card. You love them so much.
I should have. Next year. Next year.
Do you want to know what I want to talk about?
Yeah, model?
Because I'm assuming we're on the Five Thoughts thing.
Yes, we are.
Carson Wentz to the Vikings.
Yeah.
They are this year's Cleveland Browns, right? It's like, let's just have 35 quarterbacks.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
Why?
Four quarterbacks on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Wentz, Murray, McCarthy, what his name is, Max Brosnan. Last season, Murray was 2-3. Wentz was 2-3. McCarthy was 6-4.
Can we just say, I actually honestly think they'd probably draft Tyson as well, just to enter the room. just go for it. Do it. Do
I
it,
mean,
Vikings.
Question for you around the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Is Justin Jefferson the most wasted talent in the NFL at the moment?
I don't know. Joe Burrow's pretty close.
Yeah. Ironically, both LSU formers played on the same team as well. Yeah, what a waste. I just wish my team would just go and give 8 first-round picks for Justin Jefferson.
Well, the Steelers and the Browns are trying to do that. Get
yes.
5 years into the future for the draft picks. Trading.
The Steelers.
Guess
who
where
knows?
I'm going to go?
Where are you going?
I'm going down to Louisiana, and I want to talk about the Saints.
Yes, do.
My main thing is the Saints appear to finally actually be doing a bit of a change. They've gotten rid of a few old players. I'm not sure if Cam Jordan will come back. I would quite like Cam Jordan to go to the Lions because I think that could be fun. And I just think it's interesting. I think you've got the potential trade of Kamara on the horizon, which is what people are talking about. They've just lost some very key players that have been there for a very long time. And it was probably quite hard for Loomis to, considering he never does that. So, yeah, I'm just excited to see where Kellen Moore will go with the Saints and what's next. It feels like they could... I'm actually starting to think potentially they could be the NFC South winners.
I think I said to you the end of last year, if the season was another 3 games, I reckon they win that division.
I'm looking at them because you know how we make their picks. I'm going, oh, I kind of like what you're doing down there, Saints. So, let's see.
I've kind of liked how they've been kind of... They kind of... The quarterback journey, they kind of meandered through a little bit with old Spencer and then with Spencer Rattler, and then they just went, bang, it's time.
I really thought they were going to trade Spencer Rattler this season.
I think if he's willing to hang around, Shuck's good. But, yeah, I don't think he's proven he's the long-term yet, so I think there's still a tiny little door there for Spencer Rattler. He's not... Rattler's not terrible.
Yeah. No, he's not bad.
He's not terrible. He's better than, like, Wentz and Brosnan and quarterbacks like that. So if he was willing to stay around, I think it's... Because you never know, right? Shuck gets hit hard or something like that.
No.
You're in. I mean, if you want to play, just go and sign for the Vikings behind J.J. McCarthy and you're guaranteed to get about eight. Yeah. The Browns.
Because yeah, Mac Jones hasn't been traded yet either.
No.
Which is also weird.
I traded him when we did our quarterback romance. And the Dolphins. So this is really interesting, right? Because they've signed the most players.
Yes.
They are carrying $182 million of dead cap space.
Yep. It's a hell of a lot of money.
Wow. 182. Everyone, like, talked about Denver when they took $85 million for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so they're doing the exact same thing Denver did, where they just were like, right, we're going to swallow all this dead cap in 1 year, and that's what they're doing.
And you know what? Well, they don't have Sean Payton, though.
I know, but I took GM way. It yeah. worked for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, no, that's a dangerous road to go, though, isn't it? I mean, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, right, when we said they are tanking. I don't know who's going to be number one in 2027. But they're going to have the number one pick.
Well, potentially a Manning.
Could be. Oh. He's not a Manning, though, is he? Because he can run for a start. None of a Manning has ever been able to run.
I thought you had some weird, like, illicit...
Oh, God.
No.
You are bringing the dirt to the show tonight.
Like, what
you
do
you are
know?
Bringing the dirt to the show Ooh. Tonight. One that surprised me, the Red Rocket. I thought he was done. Thought he was over.
Andy Dalton. To the Eagles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought he was done.
Nah. I think they upgraded their backup position for the Eagles as well.
Yeah. Mm. The Steelers are still a mystery.
Yeah. They've done some really good moves in free agency, though. They've really built the team, but what?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is this mysterious...
What is going on?
...figure.
It's not free agency related... But I did want to mention it because I found it was a wild take. I don't know if you saw it. Cam Scatterbo.
Oh, yeah, the asthma and the... Yeah, that's not appropriate.
That's mental.
Not appropriate.
It's mental.
Mm-mm. No.
It's mental. I'm not going to talk about what he said, but I'm just saying, it's mental. Why would you even do that?
Because I saw it, then I went and watched the interview. What was interesting is the person who was interviewing him set him up. So he said that, and he goes... Because that's right, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, oh, yeah. And then suddenly headline
news. He's taken too many hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. In that circumstance, you're kind of like, you do blame the interviewer who completely set him up. Which is also not appropriate.
No, that's right. But you then tarred with that brush, right?
Oh, yeah, and it's not a pleasant brush. I'm now not particularly enjoying Cam Scatterbo.
No. The Max Crosby treatment by the Baltimore Ravens, he's been very, very open about what happened. That he turned up and the GM didn't even come and see him for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then he went in the building and it was almost like, wow, this is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, right? Was there a problem internally where somebody wanted him, someone didn't, and someone just made it really hard for them to make it happen?
You'll never know. It's not an organisation that talks.
I know, but it's a weird thing, isn't it? If you've got that ilk of player in the building...
Do you know what I'm saying? It's an organisation that's done it a few times before, though.
Yeah.
So, and it's an organisation that does not talk. They just... gone. I say it, wearing their...
That's right, like, wearing their like, gear.
Sorry, they never speak. They just go, yep. They're kind of like one of those ones like, cool, out of sight, out of mind. Because, I don't know, do you remember the whole Ray Rice situation?
Yeah.
That was weird, and then it was suddenly out of sight, out of mind, never talked about ever again. Ever. Just...
It's weird. I don't think Crosby will be at the Raiders. He's saying he's a Raider and he knows where he belongs. I don't think he will be there.
Lions.
Do you reckon? I think Cowboys.
Lions.
Cowboys. I know we want him for our team, right? I know we want him for our team.
Yeah.
Right, get your gun out.
Get my gun out?
Get your gun out. How appropriate tonight that we should have a whip sound with all of the filth talk that's been on the show tonight. You did start to talk about this in a little bit, so I kind of diverted very quickly away from the conversation.
Sure.
So we didn't have a conversation.
Was it about
too
witches?
Early? Was it about
witches?
Witches. Yes. Wedges or chips is Monday Night Showdown. So welcome to Monday Night Showdown. This is where one of us brings a discussion point and the other one does their absolute best to thoroughly disagree with it.
Or agree.
Nah, you're going to disagree 100%. I'm confident.
Go.
The signing of Tyson Anderson and Jaylen Waddle means that Denver are all in and going to the Super Bowl this year. They are AFC champions.
No.
Who's better?
Because I have a take back to you. If you were a Denver Broncos fan, would you have preferred if Achane had come over Waddle? I'm just, because they still don't have a running game. And I know I keep going on and on about this. There is not enough running backs in the draft to get a good running back.
Well, they've brought two back, right?
Yes. Sorry, wasn't one of them missing for them for like 8 weeks?
Yes.
So,
but
still
the Ravens have brought back Lamar and he was missing for them for 8 weeks as well. So I think they've cleared some more cap space as well in the last few days by restructuring more contracts. More moves to come.
They need a running back.
More moves to come.
I will be very happy with them once they get a running back. Until then, Bo Nix is not a good enough quarterback to not have a running game.
I thought it was interesting, the signing of Jaylen Waddle, and the reason I thought it was interesting is the criticism of Bo Nix last season was the long pass. Wasn't quite accurate enough. They'd already got Mims, and Mims is a burner. Now, Mims ain't Waddle. But they got Mims.
So Waddle's very good at the mid-range out routes, which they didn't. They don't actually have a receiver that does that. I like the pickup of Waddle. I think it's a really good pickup for the Broncos. I think he kind of complements their wide receiver core. You've got the big wide receiver, you've got the burner, you've got the little tricky player, then you've got Waddle. The only other positive about Waddle is you could chuck him in the backfield so he could do some backfield packages, similar to like what Kyle Shanahan did with, I can't remember his name now, but he got destroyed by it anyway.
Well, like physically. AU corps.
Yeah. Physically, they get destroyed when they do that. So I do like it. I do. I think it's a good pickup. I think where they were in the first round, I don't think it's that much capital give up. They were at the end of the first round. There probably wasn't going to be a wide receiver for them. So I think all in all, good pickup for the Broncos. I'm just not sure if I agree with your point because they still don't have a running game and Bo Nix is not a good enough quarterback to go to the...
Well, they're not going to get Achane now because...
He's gone. He's not up for it, no.
But also Breece Hall and stuff like that. It's going to command another first-round pick, which they now don't have.
Yeah.
And they were... I think it's harder to get good wide receivers lower down the draft than it is to get good running backs.
But the problem is this is just such a low-class running back situation. Like... The first one, Jeremiah Love, is going to go in the first few picks.
He's going to four. Yeah, he's going to the Titans.
So then you kind of have this whole situation. The next best one is actually from my college, Arkansas, Washington. Good running back, not a first-round pick, but probably an early second-round pick. And then you just have a massive drop-off in talent. Like, it goes from... He's, like, on most of the charts, he's, like, at 60. And then the next running back's, like, at 90 or something. They're just not... that much talent, and there's not enough kind of committee members in Denver already to grow a good running game. So, yeah.
Which running back, very quickly, would you like to see in Denver? Realistically, we know Achane's not going, we know Breece Hall's not going.
Do they have a second round pick?
It's very late if they do.
Washington.
I'm not even sure if they've got that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so there we go. Poof. Denver Broncos going to the Super Bowl with a running back.
With a running game.
With a running game. There you go. Either that or Nix is going to start running for 1,000-yard seasons. Right, so that is the end of our show. Again, it's come around so quickly. We're just wasting people's time with food chat at the start. So anyway, thank you very much for listening in. We'll be back next week. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Don't forget to get on those socials. There's plenty of good stuff to catch up with. That's our show. We'll see you next Monday or online.
on demand. Pod It. Your favorite shows are waiting on planetaudio.org.nz.
Thunderwall on the wind blows. There are never those cave trees know. And red summer day when the leaf let go.
Yeah, what I said. bodies in the street.
Oh yeah,
scaring the nation with their guns and ammunition. Police at the ease in the street.
Oh yeah,
fighting the nation with their guns and ammunition. Genesis to Revelation, the next generation. Hear me. Day by day, no one stop it in any way. All the peacemaker, third war officer, hear what I say.
Your loving that brings me luck. Don't need ever above. I've been raised by the grace of your love. All praise ye to the power of love. I used to live so badly. It was the only way I knew, yes, I gave a million excuses. The way that lonely people do. One day I came to my senses. Ever above.
All the time in my neighborhood, she cried both day and night. I know it because it was there. It's a milestone, but she down on her love.
You can make radio with funding support through New Zealand On Air. Complete the application on planetaudio.org.nz/make radio.
Standing on the border, looking out into the great unknown. I can feel my heart beating faster as I step out on my own. There's a new horizon and the promise of a favorable wind. I'm heading out tonight, traveling light. I'm gonna start all over again. And my
104.